Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Genesis 50:20, what you intended against me for evil, God intended for good in order to save many lives. That's the focus on today's Faith and Freedom. Hi, I'm Holly Mead, Vice President of Media with Liberty Counsel, and joining me is my special guest, Luis Ruiz. Well, on June 12th, 2016, Omar Mateen was looking for a large venue in order to commit mass murder. And he chose a nightclub in Orlando called Pulse Nightclub. Unfortunately, tragically, horrifically, he killed 49 people and wounded 53. However, God, even in the midst of tragedy, was able to do some miraculous things. And one of those is Luis Ruiz, who was one of the survivors of the Pulse tragedy. Welcome, Luis.
Thank you so much. Such an honor to be here.
Now tell me, how did you end up in the nightclub that night?
How did I end up? Well, it was a wrestle. I came to the Lord a year before Pulse Nightclub, and I remember just wrestling with that, with leadership, keeping this all to myself, struggling with homosexuality, the church not really talking about it. So the only answers I was getting was outside. I remember friends invited me out to Pulse Nightclub, and I remember telling myself, hey, I'll be back on Sunday at church and no one would know that I went out to the club. So you're
kind of doing this behind the scenes, not really telling people, you know, that you were still struggling with same-sex attractions.
And then I remember just being at the mall, and two friends of mine, they've asked me, they said, hey, it's your birthday weekend. Do you want to go hang out with us? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I want to be around some people that actually understand what I'm carrying, what I'm going through. And that's how I ended up at Pulse Nightclub.
So this was apparently a Latin night. So there was a lot of people in the nightclub, which is why Omar Mateen chose this place, because he wanted a location with a lot of people that he could harm, unfortunately. So you were there that night. Kind of give us, in a nutshell, what happened and how were you able to leave alive?
Yeah, so I remember being there at a house party. And at that house party, it took us about 30 minutes to actually go. There was drinks, there was food. Everyone, you know, half of the party wanted to stay and the other half wanted to go to Pulse Nightclub. And finally, we all decided, let's go to Pulse Nightclub. And we went. I remember seeing a lot of people there that I haven't seen for a whole year. Because remember, I came to Christ, you know, a year before, and I just cut everything off for a long time. So it was a really good night, a really fun night. It was like my birthday weekend as well. And I just remember that towards the end of the night, it was last call for alcohol. And all of a sudden, I heard what sounds to be like fireworks. And I remember looking over to my friend and just, do you hear that? Like, what is that? And you know, he was like, don't worry about it. Just keep dancing and whatever. And I remember just seeing all of a nowhere, people are screaming and saying, run for your life. And I'm just trying to captivate what's going on. My friend grabs me and he tells me to run. And as soon as I do that, I see the shooter. And I see like the fire coming off the, I remember the smell of like gun smoke and people just trying to run out of the club. And I remember this small little door I was trying to get out of, but imagine like a whole room full of everyone trying to get out through that same door. And it gave me a chance to look back. And I remember seeing the friend that pushed me to run, he was shot, and his boyfriend ran in front of him and he got shot as well. And so there was a lot of blood on the floor, a lot of people dying, people running to the restrooms, people jumping all over the place. And finally, we were able to get out of there. I remember the patio area where we were beating down a fence so that we can get out, because we were afraid to jump over because we thought that the shooter was going to shoot all the people that are, you know, because he was shooting everywhere.
Did you get shot in this?
I don't get shot, but as my foot gets stuck on the fence, I fall to the ground. Mm. And now that the fence is open, everyone sees an exit. So because they were afraid, everyone was trampling all over me, and I remember getting stepped on my neck, my chest. I was in so much pain. I didn't know what to do but to grab the phone to call my mom and ask for forgiveness and say sorry, as I knew the shooter was coming. I thought that was it for me. you know, and I remember just out of nowhere, someone comes into the club and helps me to get across the street to the 7-Eleven. And I'm watching the shooter. I'm still hearing gunshots. This guy was fully loaded. He was prepared. Then later on to find out by the FBI that where I had escaped, there was a car there with a bomb that he was going to detonate. And thank God, by the grace of God and a praying mom and dad, that bomb was not detonated. And I was able to come out alive because God turned my mess into a message.
Wow. We're so grateful for praying parents.
Amen.
Now, what did God do? You obviously were able to escape. What has God done in your life as a result of this tragic event?
Oh, he has redeemed me. He has washed me. He's made me new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ Jesus, they are a new creation. The old has gone and everything is made new. Everything. For years, I was trying to pray the gay way. And God, you know, I remember hearing the voice of God saying, you're asking for my hand and not my heart. If you had my heart, you'd have all of me. And I was trying to pray it away and trying. And finally, I figured it out that, you know, there's so much that God wants to deal with in my heart that had nothing. Well, that was just parts of it. And he's redeemed me from it. And now it's been such a beautiful walk of progress. It's been a process. Just like baking a cake, you just don't pull out the cake. You know, when it smells good, it has to be done. And I really feel like that's the process that I'm going through. Like a seed that's dropped into the soil and you see the plant grow. There's a process and you have to enjoy it. And I'm so thankful for the church I go to, the pastors, the leaders in my life that are in that process and stuff that I was missing out before.
And now you're helping others that are dealing with same-sex attraction and the lifestyle now, aren't you?
Absolutely. And it is so much fun, let me tell you.
What's the name of your ministry?
It is Fearless Identity.
Okay.
Yeah, that was brought through persecution. I remember one day I felt the Lord share my story. So I did. I went on Facebook and I shared the story and I hit send. And I remember when I hit send, it went viral all over the world. And I was getting reporters writing me because they were now hearing of this post survivor that no longer identifies with LGBTQ. What is this? Well, the world was telling you you're born this way and they're trying to counsel you if you decide different to an inclusive community that you can be anything you want to be except come out of the LGBTQ.
Right. And why do you think we don't hear most of those stories now, those change life stories of people coming out of that lifestyle?
Well, it's just like when I go back to the story of Lazarus. I remember Jesus telling Lazarus to come out of the grave. They were after Lazarus, not because of what just happened, but because he was a proof of a miracle that Jesus has done. So that if we can shut that up, that means that that people will know that Jesus, you know, Jesus does miracles and he saves and redeems. So that's what they're trying to do to us. I believe they're trying to silence us because they know that there's truth. There's power and anointing in that, and it changes people. And it's not a 1, 2, 3, help me how to get out of homosexuality. Right. It's the cross, the blood of the Lamb that redeems and changes and transforms.
Amen. And I imagine that your courage, I mean, that moment you hit send, put your story out there to the world, that many others said, oh, wow, maybe I too can change. Maybe God can actually save me out of this lifestyle and change my life too.
Yeah, you have no idea. Like my inbox was flooded with not only just people that were in the lifestyle or are in the lifestyle. I'm now getting pastors that are afraid to get their license taken if they even talk about this. Mm-hmm. We're getting leaders, teachers that are saying, I'm teaching class with everyone's LGBTQ and they're asking me to go against my faith. So it's just opened up an arena. Oh, and let's talk about parents. Parents have reached out to us in numbers saying, I've raised my kid in the word. What do I do as a parent? Like, how do I navigate this new thing? Like, they want me to accept this transgender role. And it's like, no, like, you know, so it's really opened doors to a lot of people in the church community and outside community. So I call it revival, awakening.
And I imagine you're probably getting some spiritual attacks too, because absolutely. When you come out with the truth, as we see, especially with this leftist agenda that's happening nowadays, and they're trying to push kids into the same-sex lifestyle, I'm sure you're getting spiritually attacked as well, right?
Absolutely. There's been spiritual warfare like crazy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the good thing about it is I believe the power of the Holy Spirit that leads us and that gives us that boldness. There's an army arising up, and we're better together. So when we get together in numbers and community, people from different church communities, and we call upon the name of God, and He leads us like a lion and a lamb. And I love that because we don't have to be afraid. It says it in the Bible, I'm not afraid of the gospel because it is power. And that's what we go. We bring gospel. We bring Jesus. It's been amazing. But yeah, that spiritual warfare, definitely. That's why it's so important to have a group of people that are covering you in prayer all the time.
Absolutely. Well, you know, at Liberty Counsel, we have the privilege of defending counselors who are helping people who are struggling in the same-sex lifestyle with attractions and behaviors and beliefs about themselves. And helping these counselors are helping to get to the root cause of what's causing these feelings and these people. If you want more information about that, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.